Our victory has already been proclaimed by the Lord Jesus. The darkness cannot stand in front of light. If you know who the new creation is, oh, you will never, never, never live a defeated life.
Enjoy this message from Christ Embassy, Cape Town North, the Jesus Church.
The heading of this morning is, you are above all things. Tell your neighbor, you are above all things. Tell your other neighbor, you are above all things. And you all go, yay, hallelujah, praise God. And there's a rumble between you. Live like it. Live like you are above all things. That means above all things. What is excluded from all things? Now only about 10 of you are saying, wah. What is excluded from all things?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. That's the word of God. Watch, give me Ephesians 1:22. And has put all things under his feet. Whose feet? Jesus' feet. And gave him to be the head. Who? Jesus. He's the head. He's talking about Jesus here. Now read from over. Over all things. That last part, read it. 1, 2, 3, go. He's talking about Jesus. Then he says to the church. So he's talking about everything is under Jesus' feet. But then he says to the church. That means that all things are under your feet. All things are under your feet. This means all things are under the church, which is his body. Because, okay, we, the church, are the body of Christ. So you and me and everyone that are born again are making up that body of Christ. Now he says, that body has got a head. The head is Jesus. And then he says, I have put all things under the head. Is that what he's saying? No. No. He says, under his feet. Under his feet. Who is his feet? It's part of the body, the church. So all things are under your feet. Say that. All things. Just stop there. If that is true, how can you be a victim? Come on. Think about it. God says it is so. If that is true, what God said, is the sun going to come up tomorrow morning? Are you sure? Because all of you don't look sure. Maybe you think you're not going to come up. Not going to come up because God said, let there be day and night. The sun has got no choice. Now all things are under your feet. Oh, it's got no choice. Got no choice. So sickness is under your feet. Poverty is under your feet. Failure is under your feet. It's under your feet. But are you living the life that is under your feet? Are you living that life? And now, some of you are thinking, I can just see. You think, ooh, Look what happened here. Look what happened there. Brother, sister, all authority has been given you. Why don't you activate it in your life? You are the one to activate it. You are the one to activate it. To activate that authority that he has given you. Watch Ephesians 1 verse 23. Okay, what I want us to do, go back to 22. Can you see there after church, what is there? A comma. So he's not finished with that sentence. So I'm going to read out of this into the next verse so that you can get the full picture. He says, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him, that's Jesus, to be the head over all things. He gave Jesus to who? To the church, yeah? Which is his body. The church is his body. Watch. The fullness of him. What is the fullness of him? The church. Oh, dear God. You didn't get it, did you? Oh, you got it. We are the ones to make Jesus full on this earth. Did you get that? Wow, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Ah, this means without the church, Jesus is incomplete. Tell your neighbor, let it soak. Tell your other neighbor, let it soak. And has put all things under his feet, Jesus' feet, and gave him to be the head over all things. Jesus is the head over all things. But he gave this to the church. Okay, yeah? Which is his body. The church is his body. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. The church is the fullness of him that fills all in all. He's incomplete on earth without you. That's what the word says. That's what the word says. That's what the word says. This means without the church, Jesus is incomplete in this world. It's like your body is incomplete if all your parts are not there. Have you seen the guy with one leg? He can't walk. He's incomplete. A guy with one hand. He's incomplete. He's incomplete. We are the ones to bring Jesus' body to completion on this earth. That is why whatever he do on earth, he do through us. Because we are his body. He's not coming down from heaven to hug someone. Or to give someone a kind word. No, 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 no. He does it through his body. He does it through you and me. So when the Bible says God has put all things under the feet of Jesus, he made him the head over all the things for the sake of his body. God did this. Where's Jesus? He's in heaven. Left. He's not here. But he reigns on earth. How does he reign on earth from heaven? He's there. He's not here. He was here, remember? And then he left. He levitated. He went to heaven. He ascended. He went to heaven. So he's in heaven now. So how does he do it here now? How does he reign? Through you. Through his body. Can you see how important you are to him? Oh, dear God. and made him the head over all the things for the sake of his body, the church. It means as a member of the body of Christ, that is the Christian, is a member of the body of Christ. It does not matter what role you fulfill in the body, in the church, or what place in the body of Christ you belong, as long as you are in Christ, you are above all things. If you are in Christ, you are above all things. So I'm above all things. Now say it like you mean it. Now say it now so it can drop, drop, drop. Say it again. So I'm above sickness. I'm above poverty. I'm above failure.
Those things are inconsistent
with my nature.
I refuse to be poor.
I refuse to fail. And
I refuse
to what? Huh? You refuse what? Refuse anything from the devil. He's under your feet. He's under your feet. Keep him there. Keep him there. How do you keep him there? With your mouth. With your mouth. With your mouth. You keep him there with your mouth. So he's under your feet. Say, poverty is under my feet. Sickness is under my feet. Failure is under my feet. I'm in Christ. I reign and rule on earth. That's your duty. That's your duty. That's why you're here. That's why you're here. And remember, we don't reign and rule over other people. We reign and rule over demonic forces that wants to make themselves higher than your feet. Because that's where he is. That's where he belongs. At the lowest part. Give me Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. Watch what a promise God gave to the Israelites in the Old Testament. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only. Did you see that? Above only. Above only. Winning only. Succeed only. Healthy only. And thou shalt not be beneath if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Now, Jesus came and he fulfilled that scripture. If you now in Christ, all of those is not a promise, but a reality for you. So I'm the head. You the head?
Yes.
You the head?
Yes.
Ah, say I'm not the tail.
I'm
say
I'm above.
Not beneath.
Not beneath.
Yeah. Yeah. If you give me that in the NLT. If you listen to these commands of the Lord, your God, that I'm giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you. The Lord has already made you because you are in Christ. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you will always be on top and never at the bottom. So when I say I can never fail, I'm re-echoing God's word about me. What am I doing? I'm activating that in my life. And the more I say it, the more I see it. The more I say it, the more I see it. The more I say it, the more I see it. So what do? I just say the more. That's why I can never be poor. I can never be sick. I can never fail. I can never have any of those things. Does that mean that challenges of sickness or of failure or of poverty doesn't want to come against me? Yes, it does. Then what do? I re-echo God's word about me in my life. I activate that force again in my life. So, and you know what? On some of those issues, Satan don't even come with them to me anymore. His demons also know. Say, that one, you're never going to get. But the other one is now winter. Everyone gets flu, according to some people. So he will come to you because he knows every winter you get the flu. But to others, he said, don't even try them with the flu. Leave them. Because you're just going to waste your time. You're going to waste your energy. You're going to waste your effort. Because they have activated the word of God in their lives. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Give me Ephesians 2. Let's read verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Okay? He quickened us together. Yeah? He quickened us together with Christ. Yeah? Carry on. And hath raised us up together. And may I want you to note the tenses. Is it something you must still do? No, brother. Do you understand, sister? Do you understand English? Is it something you must still do?
No.
Raised, past tense. And made, past tense. Sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. But give me that in the NLT. Then you read it for me. 4-6. 1, 2, 3, go. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Give me Ephesians 2 verse 10, NLT. For I am God's masterpiece. Say, I am God's masterpiece.
I am God's masterpiece.
Okay, let's say it all together now. I am God's masterpiece.
I am God's masterpiece.
He has created me anew in Christ Jesus. So I can do some things. But so many times they say, Pastor, I want to do the right thing, but I did the wrong thing. I don't know what came over me. Ooh. What came over you? No, you don't know who you are. If you knew who you are, you will do the right thing. So I can do the good things he planned for me long ago. So I only do good things.
I only do good things.
Say, I only do good things. You see, firstly, you need to know that you're not human. You need to know you're a new creation. You're a new species. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. Give it to me quickly. You need to know that. And then you will not use the humanity as a crutch and an excuse. He says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation, a new species, a new something that never existed before. He says, old things, all the bad things I did, all things have passed away. When you accept what God says about you, it changes your life. You start living a different life. That's what I said in the beginning when I started talking here to you. Is accepting what God says and say, yes, sir, it is so, sir. You said it, sir. Therefore, it's in my life like that. And then when the contrary comes, you say, I refuse that. I refuse to be poor. It is contrary to what he has given us. So I refuse. I refuse to be sick. It is contrary than what he has given us. I refuse to fail. It is contrary to what he has given us. When you say that, you activate the word of God in your life. You get that. I'm giving you a practical way. But when you go and say, yeah, you know, winter's coming. Everyone got the flu. And I think I got the flu from my wife or my child because he came with a snot nose from school. And now I've also got the same. No! Why don't you, when she came with that snot nose from the school, why didn't you lay hands on her and say, snot nose, go in Jesus' name? Live the Christian life. Live the Christian life. Live the Christian life. I thought all things are under your feet. Oh, except the snot nose. That is, when we say live the Christian life, a lot of people want to go in their minds and they think we talk about sin and what they are doing wrong. That's not what we are talking about. That's not what we are talking about. We are talking about living the life that Christ has given us. Romans 5 verse 17. Give it to me in NIV. Let me read it for you slowly. For if by the trespass of the one man, who was that one man? Adam. Death reigned through that one man. How much more will those who receive God's abundant provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness? The gift of righteousness was a gift. The righteousness, the rightness of Jesus was given you when you got born again. It is for you. It is yours now. You have received that gift. And a provision of grace and of the gift of righteousness reign in life. Through the one man, Jesus Christ. You are his body. You are reigning now in life through him. Because you are in him. You are part of his body. So you reign and rule. Not one day. I often heard this when I grew up. I said, Johan. Don't worry. One day when you get to heaven, you won't get sick anymore. Johan, don't worry. When you get to heaven, you won't be poor anymore. We're all rich. We walk on streets of gold. God is making you a mansion in heaven. till I read this. He didn't say, I'm going to reign in heaven. He never said you're going to reign in. Over who? You can't reign over the other saints. You can't reign over the angels. There's only one ruler in heaven, Jesus Christ. So you're not going to reign in heaven. So he's talking about here. Here on earth. When I saw this, reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ, I said, Lord Jesus, I reign over poverty. I reign over sickness. I reign over it here. And then I started talking in line with what God has said about me. And you know what? I'm reigning. I'm reigning. I'm reigning. Because that is what God expects of us. No one is insignificant in that body. But even if you thought you are insignificant, you are still above all things. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Drop that self-pity. Drop it. Start talking like someone that reigns. Don't be apologetic. Don't be apologetic what do I mean by that? They will say, it's tough, the economy is tough, and now you don't want to stand out. You say, yeah, everything is very, very expensive now. Man, oh man, nothing can get too expensive for me. It cannot, how can it? I thought he said all things are yours. But you don't believe it. So now you want to talk with them. You wanna be part of them. Those that want to drag you down. Now you talk in line with them. Yeah, oh, baby. Oh, Petro. No. Drive your V8, man. Yeah. Don't go for the car that's the lightest on juice. For what? No, live like a king. Yeah, reign and rule on earth. Because that poverty mindset will just drag you deeper and deeper into poverty. Break that thing. Say, God said that all things are mine, and I refuse to listen to you. I believe God. I take advantage. Of the might and dominion of Christ. I take advantage of his power. I take advantage of his glory to break the influence of Satan over the nations, over the peoples, over the leaders. And over all young people around the world. God's righteousness fills the earth and mantles the hearts of men. For all souls belong to him. Hallelujah! Does that sound like someone that needs help? Does that sound like someone that's part of this body of Christ? Yes. Yeah. If we're reigning and ruling, how? Through words. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? If you're in this place or on the stream and you haven't made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you are not in this body. I want to lead you this morning to Christ the Bible way. He said in Romans 10, give me Romans 10 verse 9, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. You don't believe with your mind. You can't believe with your mind. Your mind is not made for believing. Your spirit, your heart is made for believing. He said, believes unto righteousness. And then listen, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you believe, what? That God has raised Jesus from the dead. And you say, Lord Jesus, I make you Lord of my life. At that moment, faith will come to your spirit. And you will become a child of God. That is the Bible way. Not to confess your sins. Which ones? Can you remember the one you did a year ago? Most probably the ones that you think are the big ones you can remember. He never said confess your sins. Confessing of sins is for the Christian that offended another Christian. He said confess your sins to one another. It is not to get born again. The Bible way of getting born again is in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10. You make out of your own will Jesus Lord of your life, boss of your life. That is how you get born again. I'm going to lead you in a prayer now, the Bible way. And after you have prayed this prayer, you are a child of God. He's going to hear you now. We're going to start this prayer by saying, Father God, we come to you. After this prayer, you never pray again, Father, I come to you. Because after this prayer, he lives in you. You never have to come to him again. Those that are watching me on the TV, you can also there, wherever you are, in your room, in your lounge, you can just pray this prayer out loud. What I mean by loud, it must be words spoken by you. You can't pray it in your heart. You can't pray it inside. You can't do that. Because the Bible says that you confess with your mouth. You say words with your mouth. Okay. So I'm going to lead you in a prayer. Please pray this prayer after me. Say, Father God, I come to you this morning. Your word says, whosoever calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. I ask Jesus to come into my life, to be Lord of my life. I believe Jesus is not dead. He's alive and he's in heaven. I now receive eternal life, the life of God, into my spirit. I'm born again now. I'm a child of God now. Hallelujah. Give them a big hand.
If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to listen to more inspiring messages, download the CE Cape Town North app on the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Alternatively, visit www.cecapetownnorth.org.